Nicely with Martin Bester.
Respect, kindness, and love lives with Good Morning Angels. Not us. We're a different story. But Good Morning Angels is where love lives and kindness and generosity and participation in our Good Morning Angels Golf Day for 2024. It has been sold out in record time. And the show is not even over and it is sold out. The four balls are out. The holes are out. It's going to be an incredible, incredible day. And we're raising funds for Good Morning Angels. Now, you're wondering, maybe you're tuning in for the first time this morning. You're asking yourself, what is Good Morning Angels? Well, this is where kind-hearted, generous, compassionate South Africans get together and they change lives.
Yeah, they do.
Sometimes it's a small contribution to get a ball rolling and a small change that often affects bigger changes. You've seen it how many times?
I've seen it so many times, and the variety of changes as well. The needs of people are so varied and so different, and it's so lovely to be able to say, we've got your back.
So why do we raise funds? Well, for this. Good morning.
Jacarin FM's Good Morning Angels, Wednesdays on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
I've said this before, the first angel is the person who tells us about something. I'm going to start with you, Pierre, you bad. Lekker om vir jou te sien, Pierre. Bye bye, welkom in die atelier. Pierre is from the Titans. Pierre, wat precies doen jy daar nou weer?
Yeah, so I'm the commercial manager. So I run all the suites, some of the external events. Basically everything that Jogful doesn't do.
all the heavy lifting.
Yeah. So that's pretty much jack of all trades, I would call it.
Yeah, and we are great friends and supporters of the Titans. And I've just been telling you what an amazing landmark venue you've got. I love doing anything at Super Sport Park. It is very, very special. But behind the scenes, you guys also do a lot of upliftment, right?
Yes, we do. Can I go one step back to your golf day? I want to congratulate you. On the way here, we were listening to the way people were giving, and I think it's wonderful, you know, especially in the society we live in, for people to give just from nowhere, really, and to sell out your golf day. Unbelievable. So I want to congratulate you and everyone involved with it. I've got something here today that you can auction off. I'm sure if you don't know him, I don't know where you grew up, but there is a Titan shirt signed by Heinrich Klaassen that you can give to someone. So I hope that will make someone very happy.
Very special.
Just because, I am one of the supporters that listen to you, so I've also heard through the grapevine, and I won't say who said anything, and he said to you, you're a good golfer, but you need a lot of balls. So I brought some Titans balls for you, just so you can play some Titans balls in the Good Morning Angels Golf Day, because
and
apparently you need to need it. So there's 12 here, and I don't know if you want to give callers some, but that's for you. So.
Yeah, bigger box than
that's good for the first nine. Thank you very, very, very much.
Nice.
That is very special. Pierre, thank you for being here this morning. It's and it's often, it's never about us. It's about young, amazing people, families, and you've spotted some talent.
Yeah, so I think it's important that we just give a bit of background. So we've started something at Supersport Park called Speaker, which is a Supersport Park International Academy. And I want to say international because it was a product that's designed for international cricketers to come to South Africa, experience the country, be upskilled by all different coaches. So we don't just have one head coach. We've got a few coaches. So to name a few, like people like Albie Morkel and all these guys will have an input into these young gentlemen's lives, and later we'll do the ladies as well, which is in the planning for 2025. But it is an international academy, and the pricing to that was for international clientele.
Okay.
So for locals, it is a lot of money, so not everyone can afford that.
Yeah.
But it is obviously done so international. We've got some people from Ireland coming. We've got some of the Japanese that are waiting on their contracts to come back. But we thought it is a good idea to try and get some local talent involved that we like and that doesn't necessarily have the means to do that.
Yes. So, and this academy, this basically upskills cricketers.
Yeah, it upskills cricketers in a big way because they've got access to big coaches, number one. And then we also teach them cricket as a job, if I can say it like that. So during our matches, our T20 matches, a lot of these kids will be part of almost an intern ship.
Okay.
That they do at Titan. So they'll be doing hospitality. Some of them will be part of the ground staff.
Love
you know, and they'll be swapping around. So
okay.
So the one day you're a groundsman, the next day you look after the president's suite. You know, yeah. You're one of those. But just so they get a holistic feel about what cricket as a job and as the environment's like.
As a career.
What a foot in the door.
Yeah.
Tell us about Apiwe Yako, our very, very special guest this morning.
Yeah, I think it's more important that he speaks about himself, but he's, I think...
What did you spot? You spot the talent.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's just me. There's some of the guys on our scouting system. And it's someone that came to us and said, listen, this kid is a guy that can play. He's an all-rounder. I actually asked him this morning, what does he prefer doing? Because any all-rounder, whether you jog colours, has got something that's a favourite or even that you do a little bit better. Maybe colours wasn't the right example. But, you know, so and he said he's a bowler that bats. I can't say a little. So he's a bowler that bats. So he's an all-rounder. Now, considering where we are with our test team, and Kola as a sportsman will understand, is that we need all-rounders in this country.
Yes.
And you know, you do well for 2 years and you get a contract year or that. You never know. You play test cricket. And this kid, I think, is good enough to do that.
Apiwe.
Yes.
How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
How old are you now?
I'm 20 years old.
Tell me about cricket. You clearly love cricket.
I love it.
How did it start for you? Where was your first love of cricket?
I started playing cricket in grade 7.
Yeah.
I was just in primary school and one of my friends just invited me.
Yeah.
Just friendly banter. And then I just, from that moment, I just said, yo, I love this sport. It's just an amazing sport. The more I started to play, the more I just became intrigued with the game. I just started to play a lot of club cricket and then that just sparked a lot of energy for the game.
Where are you from?
I'm from Johannesburg.
Okay, from Johannesburg.
Yes.
And your family, is there cricket in your family? Tell me about your family.
The only cricketer is my grandfather.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. And are they supportive of this dream to play cricket?
Oh, they're a huge fan. My whole family backs me, and
is it?
And they just love to come watch me, and I just thank them for that.
Well, that's amazing. And who's your favorite cricketer?
AB de Villiers.
Oh, AB.
Yeah, he didn't even take a breath. Did you notice?
No. What was amazing about him?
When I started to watch cricket as a child, I just loved how he had an innovation for the game, a 360 player. And that's how I try to portray myself as a person who can do all aspects of the game. Mm. He was able to keep, not like I keep now, but when I was in primary school, I used to keep a little bit bowl, bat, field. I just love the whole aspect of his game and how he had the energy and the aggression to do everything. So, yeah.
He sometimes listens to our show. I hope he heard all that. That is inspiring. Where do you play now?
I play at Tucks.
Okay. Yes. Now, but I mean, you're 20 years old now. I mean, would you like to take this far?
100%. I'd like to take as far as possible. Have my eye out for the Protea side one day.
Yes, come on.
Sure. This is the kind of candidate.
100%. I would like him to just go via the Titans to the Proteas, which is quite important.
that's where you come in.
Yes,
this is where we come in.
Yeah.
So this program, that this academy that you are running, if you must be doing something right if it's popular with internationals.
Mm.
But then again, the Proteas, the Titans, the kind of cricket we have in this country is internationally renowned. Well, I mean, you can also back this up.
Yeah.
Pierre, so you must be doing something right that so many outsiders, so many foreigners want to come and be part of the academy, that it's not always space for locals, but it's important for you that we do have local representation.
Very, very much so. I think one of the things that do play in our favour is the time of year when this academy is, and this is the first time we're having this academy, so we also still learning on how it will evolve and how we do things and when we do it. But the nice thing about it is the time of the year, it's starting to become summer this year, which then starts snowing in a northern hemisphere.
Yeah.
Which people like Canada, you know, they only go indoors. So they are literally looking for countries where they can come and play on grass.
Apiwe, can I ask you, would you like to be part of the Super Sport Park International Cricket Academy?
Yes, I would.
It costs how much?
Yeah, so if you do stay in the hotel, overseas people coming in, it's about $16,500. So that's 320. I don't know if maths.
He lives in Johannesburg.
Yeah.
He lives in Johannesburg.
Give us a special rate.
So you're looking at about 180,000 Rand.
180,000 Rand.
Sure.
But if you listen what you get for that 180,000 Rand, That could be a massive boost for your career.
That exposure
is unbelievable. Would you like, is it something that you would want to do?
It would be.
It would be? 180,000 Rand is yours to join the SuperSport Park International Cricket Academy.
Yeah!
Thank you so much.
How about that, young man?
That's very cool.
That's incredible.
Go for the Titans. Go for the Proteas. Keep the love for cricket going.
Yeah.
You're in great hands, Pierre. Thank you very much for this opportunity. From Good Morning Angels Fund and our supporters and listeners and our morning family and the friends of this radio station to enable you to do that. Go and do us proud. I know you will.
Yes. We expect great things.
Yes.
Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah, Martin, thanks very much. Really appreciate Jacaranda. I would just like to add one thing. We're busy negotiating for three of our players to go to India.
Oh.
And we didn't want to say that beforehand because he didn't know what was going to happen here today. But he's one of the guys that's earmarked to go to India for a week.
Yay,
and spend some
that.
Time at a global cricket school there, which is all included in these 180,000. So the exposure is there. We're waiting on the confirmation. It'll probably come through in a few days. But as far as a holistic experience for this young man, unbelievable.
Yeah. I hear cricket is quite big in India.
Rumor has it.
How about that, young man? Listen, all the best for the future.
Thank you so much, guys.
And go for it. Go all the way.
Don't forget us.
Don't forget us.
Don't.
Not even AB de Villiers forgot us. Every now and then he messages in. So this is why we have Good Morning Angels Golf Days.
Yes.
This is why I ask you. Pierre, lekker om jou te sien, my vriend.
Thank you very much.
Alles van die beste, liefde daar vir almal by SuperSport Park en by die Titans. And to you up here and your family, all the best. Bring back the memories. Share the pictures.
Oh, thank you.
Good job, Angels. Good job. Wow, what a morning.
You're with your morning family. Breakfast with Martin Besser.